episode 904, History in the Making.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you all are enjoying your extended holiday. Happy Canada Day to our Canadians out there. Yes, you celebrated yesterday. I haven't forgotten you. And so I wanted to give a huge special shout out to you. It is obviously the 4th of July weekend for us here in the U.S. And so a lot of people are taking extended holiday vacations and time with family and friends. Be safe, but remember what you're talking about in life. What are you doing? Where is your focus? That's what we're talking about today. It's reflection, history in the making. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. We can't impact if we don't know who we are, where we're coming from. Every day is history in the making, and that puts you in the history books. Regardless of your career, your Facebook status, the size of your family, your education training, you create history every single day. It's history in the making. Growing up, history was never my first love, even though my mom, she loved history. She was a history buff. She majored in it in college. And who was I? I was a kid who, yeah, I wanted nothing to do with history. I learned it to pass the test, and I was done with it. But with age, just like a fine wine, it got better and better. It grew on me. So one day, my younger three and I, we were hanging out. We were running errands. We were in the car. And we were just chatting, and we come up with the strangest things to talk about, but all of a sudden we were talking about money. And no, not about how much you need to make when you grow up, or, you know, how much somebody makes, or, you know, what to buy with this, et cetera. But who was on the money? The history of it. Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Roosevelt, all of these things. And the kids started kind of quizzing me. Well, Mom, who's on the quarter? Who's on the half dollar? And I was like, oh my gosh. And immediately I felt like, oh my, I'm guilty. That this mom has so failed because I'm not the history buff. I don't know all the answers. It's okay not to know, by the way, out there. If you're talking to your children, just own it. Because if they have a phone or an iPad or a tablet or something like that, they can look it up and correct you. And yeah, that happened a couple times in our discussion. But the thing was, is I told them, I said, you know what? I wasn't that person who loved history growing up, but I love that you all do. And I love that you have this respect for history. You like studying it. You like learning about the stories. And of course, that got me thinking. I love stories. And I love history now. I wish I would have loved it as much as I do now back then when I was growing up. Maybe I would retain a lot more of what I needed and could utilize it in my future, so to speak. But now, you know, it's never too late. Truly, it's never too late. And so as we were thinking and talking about all of this history and what's on the money and what's on the dollar, because here in the U.S. we have paper dollars and coins, and so we got a lot of money to talk about. And we kind of went through all of it, from the penny to the half dollar to the dollar. We talked about even the $2 bill, which of course here you don't see that anymore. But it's fun to talk about what the history. Then I began to think, well, wait a minute. I play a part in history. You play a part in history. It's not just about a status that writes history. It's the people, and that's you. Every day that you're alive could end up being the one they study forever. So be sure to pay attention to it. You carry greater value than you realize. Your impact goes deeper and wider than you can dream, than you can ever imagine. It's history in the making. Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." Does that not give you goosebumps? That's history in the making. You are a part of history, God's history. Whoa, that's like, I mean, come on, talk about reflection today. Your impact is greater than what you realize. Your reach goes much farther than you can even imagine. So I want you to reflect today on becoming a history buff. No, not just from the books that you read and having to take those tests and where you know all the facts and the figures of from where you live or from where you've come from or your ancestry. No, I'm talking about being a part of history. Every single day, every day that you're alive could be the one they study forever. So be sure to pay attention to it. Don't assume that, oh, this is just another day. This is just another Monday. Oh, this is just another weekend. Oh, this is just another birthday. Is it really? Is it really? No, it's not. For you are God's masterpiece. He has created you anew in Christ Jesus so you can do the good things he has planned for you long ago. It's history in the making. This is your reminder today and from this day forward. History counts. You create history every day. Don't take life for granted. Instead, take aim in each and every moment. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It is history in the making. I love you so very much. I hope you have a wonderful, fabulous weekend with your family and friends. Remember that you matter. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.